This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
If you're a TV viewer, you can see our cameras are trained on the San Diego Tijuana border. And you can see there in the foreground the main migrant caravan arriving in the form of a giant Trojan horse pinata. CNN will probably run that and have Snopes go, fake news, Jones showed a giant pinata and said it was real. It's called a joke. It's called a joke. Greg Reese and the crew have filed some amazing reports. More reports are going to be filed tonight and tomorrow. That was a probe Sunday. We're about a couple thousand trying to get over the border. And they later admitted some did get across and get arrested. And that means then they can go before a judge and get released. That's the problem. The president doesn't control these out-of-control judges. And 35 million people have made it into the country illegally and are being organized by the Democrats. So, Greg, other points. Obviously, we don't want to give away what we're going to be doing, but there's big stuff coming tonight, tomorrow, the next few days.
Well, yeah, we're meeting up with some of our sources who have a lot of great intel for us, and we're looking forward to getting filled in on everything that's going on. The other thing I noticed is as you're walking along the border fence last night and today and so far as the whole time we've been here, you can see construction workers reinforcing the fence, welding it. There's a fresh concertina wire all along the top. A lot of activity, a lot of fortification, and still so quiet for such a crazy time right now. I mean, when you look at what's happened in Europe and you can see that's about to happen here, it's an ominous silence almost. And I'm kind of looking forward to getting into the Tijuana side more because I have a feeling things are a bit more hectic over there. That's where everything's sort of camped out
right now. Well, yeah, over 10,000 now, robbing, stealing. The Mexicans are trying to deport as many as they can, the first 97 being deported today. These are criminals trying to bust our border using children as human shields. Now we've got National Guard, that's Army, and then we've got the regular Army out there. I know the Marines have always been on the border secretly. That's no big secret anybody that knows. You're a former Marine yourself. What other forces have you seen down there?
It's been fairly quiet. We see a lot of Border Patrol. You see, honestly, not as many as I would have expected to see. You know, it is San Diego. It's a Marine Corps town, one of the biggest Marine Corps towns in the country. So there's plenty of military here. I would like to hope that there is some plans going on to help defend from this. I think it's a great opportunity for the Mexican government to get on a friendly side with America and maybe help us out, as we've been hearing stories about them doing. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, but we've been hearing some good things about what they're doing.
Well, there's a lot of double talk, but the local governors and police and others know you can't have a broken border. Your country's gone. They've got a strong border with Guatemala. It's been smashed. And so they understand they need to have self-preservation, but the socialist president has basically been putting a lot of double talk out. He doesn't want Trump to cut the tens of billions off a year we give him. But at the same time, you know, he wants to sit there and virtue signal and be part of this larger, you know, communist international. But, you know, we're talking about smuggled children. We're talking about the U.N. here. Trump needs to cut the funding off of the U.N. immediately that goes to George Soros. That's what really scares them when Lou Dobbs talked about that and Soros tried to get Lou Dobbs fired. Because it's true. That's the key. Cut the head off of the snake.
Start realizing that they're basically trying to set a precedent here. If they can get thousands of people through the border, that sets a new precedent, not just for open borders, but for human smuggling. If we can allow that to happen without bringing justice to it, it's beginning to start a new precedent that's very, very dark.
Well, you're right. And that precedent started with Obama. Just saying, you get here, nobody checks you, we load you on Democrat buses. Wow, what a surprise. Hundreds of thousands of people coming across, millions over those years, and a bunch of them are kids and women being trafficked. Wow. You think some guy strong-arming a couple of women or four or five guys with a woman and a couple of kids, strong-arming them? The woman's got bruises all over her face. You don't even ask questions. Just, hey, come into America. And the guy's like, carry that with me. And, of course, he's taking her to a slave dungeon. Unbelievable. Well, Greg Reese and crew, be safe out there. The War Room's coming up later at 3 o'clock Central in an hour. You'll have updates. Paul Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's London is on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. Spread those links. It's an act of rebellion.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Last night, the little dancer, she came a-dancing to my door.
All right. Paul Watson is taking over this hour of the transmission, as he does every Tuesday. The fourth hour is always in a grab bag of our best guests and InfoWars crew. Then the War Room with Owen Schroyer is in 54 minutes from now. We had one of those rare drudge links at the top today when Roger Stone was responding to the story out of context that he is saying that Trump's not going to run for office. Again, and also that Corsi has a book coming out where he's a secret agent with Trump and they're all working with Assange and all the rest of it. Sounds like all this talk about he won't tell a lie is either some type of dementia or it's a cover story so that when this outrageous lie comes out, people then believe it. I mean, this is a big deal. Mueller finally found somebody, I guess, that'll make stuff up. My head is spinning at this point. And I've known Corsi probably 14, 15 years, longer than that. And he's done so much good work, and I've admired Corsi, but he just mentally degenerated about a year ago. And I've talked about that. And now, but it's weird how the brain works. Sometimes he's dead on. Other times, he's just a gibbering idiot. And, you know, it's not just the demon alcohol, it's something else, and I just brace, I guess. I don't have any fear, though, because it's like bracing to hear I'm going to get indicted for robbing a bank or something. I've never robbed a bank, never thought about robbing a bank, but like knowing that Mueller and all these people are like constantly asking about me, and they're now talking to someone like Corsi who could just make up anything at this point. All right. I'm married to Vladimir Putin. I'm a transgender woman into a man, but I haven't had the surgery yet, and the beard's fake, and Putin's my lover. I admit, of course, he has the evidence. Of course, he was involved. Trump was involved. They both urinated on me. Mueller was there. He peed on me, too. We were on the Lolita Express, and if you believe that, then you believe that Hillary Clinton won in 2016. Sorry. It's a joke. It's bad. But, I mean, there's the photo. I'm on a horse with my shirt off. Putin's on a horse with the shirt off. And yes, I transitioned from being a woman to a man, but still, sometimes I go back the other way when my little pooty poop's involved. That's Bush's nickname for it, my little poopy poop. In fact, well, Bush was involved. George W. was involved, too. I've dated George W. Bush, okay? It's out there. It's all true. All right, I'm going to stop being sarcastic. This is what happens when I get stressed out and I get angry because I'm getting really tired of this. And I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of people lying constantly. And so the only way I can deal with it is just to start making jokes about it. Jack Dorsey is being investigated for criminally lying under oath, it's being reported. Infowars.com, Jamie White, and it links through to the announcements that have been put out by Congress. That's huge news. Paul Watson has a big raft of things to cover, so I'm going to try to hand the baton to him. Please remember, InfoWars is a national treasure because of our guests, because of you, the best activist audience out there that are on the front lines. And so please remember, you're going to do Christmas shopping. Why would you want to battle the lines at malls and pay overpriced stuff? Why would you want to buy a bunch of Chinese slave goods at, you know, Target or wherever? Why would you want to go to Amazon that is openly working with the globalists? InfoWarsStore.com for great t-shirts, great books, great films, great high-quality affordable food, incredible supplements, the very best air and water filtration. And we've got the biggest sales. We're like, oh, you've been saying that for months. Yes, each sale has escalated as I attempt to sell out all stock by the end of the year so I don't have to pay taxes on it, because I'm not even sure we'll be here, you know, able to have a shopping cart. We'll be here for a long time. Even if they cut the money off, we could operate for a while, 3 months, 6 months, whatever. But the point is they're trying to shut us down everywhere. They're trying to take our payment processors. They've got political lays teams following me around, creating some type of map to set me up or something. I'm not sure, but whatever. Just, you need these products, and they're great. And you want an InfoWars t-shirt. You want a piece of history. You 50% off on all the supplements, up to 75% off on clearance items that are really high quality. The water filtration, never the prices these low, but by any stretch of the imagination. Free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I'm going to turn this over to Paul, but here's another example. You probably just want to buy something in Alibaba. You don't want to buy anything at InfoWarsStore.com. Jack Ma, China's richest man, is a Communist Party member, they've announced, as if we didn't need to know that. And, of course, the inner party members are pretty much all billionaires. And you're a slave. You have no rights. And then he's a billionaire, the guy that owns Alibaba. So I just thought I'd add that. Also, woman describes torture, beatings in Chinese detention camp. But you won't hear a word out of all the left. They'll talk about how bad I am all day, but not about, you know, all the horrible things or how they funded the Arab Spring or the rest of it. So Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Paul, thank you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, there's a big story up on InfoWars.com right now. Headlined, Yale study finds that white liberals dumb down their vocabulary when speaking to black people. Again, this is a research study out of Yale University. Basically, they did a study both of political campaign speeches by Democrats and Republicans and the general public, found that when white liberals or white Democrats are speaking to black people, whether it be a campaign crowd or one-on-one in these tests, they reduce their use of so-called competence words, which mean words that describe their own skills. So basically, that's another way of saying they try to identify with minorities and with black people by pretending to be dumb. Again, we go back to this time and time again. The bigotry of low expectations, when the mask slips, the racism, the implicit racism, becomes more overt within white leftists. A new Yale study has found that white liberals deliberately dumb down their vocabulary when speaking to black people in comparison to conservatives who don't. They did studies, they tested their political beliefs, then they ran them through a one-on-one conversation with a minority, with a black person, and found that conservatives do not dumb down their vocabulary to identify with minorities. White liberals do. According to the study, quote, white liberals tend to downplay their own verbal competence in exchanges with racial minorities. And they went on to describe this as surprising, and they said it could be seen as patronizing. They tried to make excuses for the white liberals and saying, oh, they were just trying to overcompensate and be friendly and try to identify with black people. No, we've seen this time and time again.
Well, Paul, I mean, I've got in the past liberal friends or even some family that's kind of liberal, and when they get around a Hispanic person, doesn't matter if they're a doctor or whatever, they're like, hello, do you want taco? And that's how Hillary, remember, in California, with Hispanics, like, and I am Latino. And then Obama will talk about something in Spanish, he'll like overemphasize words, and everyone else does this weird overemphasized patronizing. And then Democrats are very famous. Hillary, when she's speaking to rural areas or southern areas or Kentucky, she goes, how you doing there? I had some possum pie this morning with Granny over at the cement pond. Well, hear it from her yourself. Here it is.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
Hillary Clinton. Welcome to Chair Chats.
Jamie, I'm delighted to be here. I love sitting here and rocking, so thanks for giving me the chance to do that.
And there's a lot more of that. Paul, go ahead and take over. I just had to pop back in because studies show Democrats are many more times likely to steal, many more times likely to virtue signal and be fake. And if I could, how many times I've been out at demonstrations or whatever, and the white leftists will see some black people show up, and they'll go, all of a sudden, like, hold on one moment, racist. Yo, bro, what's up? Let's get down, baby. And then white people are like, what are you talking like that for? So, yes, what they are is they're fake, Paul, and conservatives are authentic and real. When I get around black people, I don't start going, hey, what's up, bro? Let's get down today, man. Let's go get some bitches. Because most of the people don't talk like that. But again, that's the whole MTV culture. But when Hillary gets around a southern area like Alabama, she's like, how you doing there, boy? I love the rebel flag. In fact, when they first ran for president, their symbol in the South was the rebel battle flag. We'll be back with Paul Joseph Watson and Hillary Clinton.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back, and we are talking about how leftists modify their behavior, modify their speech, modify their interactions with minorities, with black people, when in a one-on-one situation, and also during campaign speeches, as you heard there before the break. Hillary Clinton completely changing her accent, depending on the crowd, to ridiculous levels. Because there's a new Yale study out today, which is up on Infowars.com. Headline, Yale study finds white liberals dumb down their vocabulary when speaking to black people. That wasn't the headline of the study, obviously, but this is the nuts and bolts of it. In the study, they claim, oh, they're just trying to overcompensate because they're do-gooders. They're just trying to be friendly. No, they're being patronizing and condescending because they are actually implicitly racist in a lot of situations. In fact, I saw this in the flesh the other day, running through the park near where I live, and there was this Muslim woman with the full veil, basically the full veil. God only knows why. She was running. I say running, she was more ambling along. She was fat, let's just put it that way. She was very fat. She had this full-on black veil. And, you know, whatever, she's doing exercise, I'm running up behind. And then this white leftist, obviously a leftist given the way she spoke to her, was coming up behind her on a bike, total stranger, she didn't know this woman from anyone, and just stopped this Muslim woman and got in her face politely, but then raised her voice and she was like, oh, good for you, good for you, that's really good, you should continue exercising, that's really good. And you can tell she was being condescending. And this Muslim woman just responded in like a South London accent. She looked a bit perplexed and a little bit terrified. And it was virtue signaling in real life. And that's what we're talking about here. White leftists talking down, dumbing down their language when they're around minorities, people of color, whatever you want to call it. And this is proven in this Yale study. They compared it to conservatives and they don't do it. The bigoted, mean, nasty deplorables, they don't do the same thing. This is from the study, quote, they designed a series of experiments in which white participants were asked to respond to a hypothetical or presumed real interaction partner. For half of these participants, their partner was given a stereotypically white name, such as Emily, and for the other half, their partner was given a stereotypically black name, such as Lakeisha. Participants were asked to select from a list of words for an email to their partner. For some studies, this email was for a work-related task. For others, this email was simply to introduce themselves. Each word had been previously scored on how warm, i.e. friendly, or competent, i.e. intelligent, it appears. The word sad, for example, scored low for both warmth and competence. Melancholy, on the other hand, scored high for competence and low on warmth. So they found, this is straight from the study, quote, liberal individuals were less likely to use words that would make them seem highly competent when the person they were addressing was presumed to be black rather than white. So those more intelligent words, when they're talking to a black person, they don't use them because they think the best way to identify with a black person is by acting dumb because they're actually racist. No significant differences were seen in the word selection of conservatives based on the presumed race of their partner. So conservatives didn't dumb down their vocabulary. A more crude interpretation, this is what I wrote, would be that the white liberal is essentially saying, I'm a dumbass just like you, we'll get along fine. So they're trying to dumb down their behavior, modify their vocabulary, because they think that will make them identify better with this minority. The researchers concluded that the propensity for white liberals to simplify and adapt their vocabulary when talking to minorities was, quote, kind of an unpleasant surprise. It's not a surprise, but they thought it was a surprise and, quote, could be seen as patronizing. So they literally amend their vocabulary, the words they use, and it just makes them come across as more patronizing, more condescending. The study emphasizes how white leftists, while white leftists are keen to virtue signal about how much they respect people of color, when it comes to judging their intelligence, the opposite is true. And I compare it to a different article and study, which we featured before, headline, poorer conservatives more generous than wealthy liberals. So again, the liberal will virtue signal all day about how loving, how inclusive, how embracing of diversity they really are. When it comes to actually talking to a person of color, they turn into a different person. They dumb themselves down. Similar situation in Britain. Again, they demonize white working class people as deplorables, as bigots, as racists, when those white working class people, because they're poorer, are more likely to interact with black people, with Muslims, on a day-to-day basis. It's the white middle-class leftist that never interacts with any of those people unless they're hiring them to keep their house clean or wash their car or do their yard work or whatever. And when they do so, again, they talk down to them. But again, poorer conservatives more generous than wealthy liberals. This is another study. Less well-off families from red states donate a relatively higher and growing proportion of their money to charity, while those at the top have been given a smaller share as their income has increased. So even as they got more wealthy, they gave less money to charity. Of course, you go on their Twitter page and like every other tweet is retweeting charities and promoting, you know, do-gooder causes. Do they actually give to those charities? No. The studies say they don't. So it's all about projecting, virtue signaling, how much of a good person they are when it actually boils down to handing over the cash. It's non-existent. While poorer conservatives do tend to give more to charity. Very interesting study. And you can compare this to what's happening in Portland over the past few days. Headline, Portland protesters urge United States to accept Central American refugees waiting at the border. So big protests in Portland this week. The progressive trendies just love refugees. They love migrants, except if you're migrating from California. And we've got a clip about this, which we can play right now, in which case they hate your guts. And literally all over Portland, they stick up stickers with the state of California crossed out. They hate migrants if they're migrating from within America. But again, they love the refugees. Let's go to this clip right now.
Portland's couple woke up to find hateful graffiti outside their home telling them to move back to California. The homeowners had just moved in a few months ago. KGW's Kyle Eboshi is live in Northeast Portland's Rose City neighborhood with the details. Kyle.
Christine, those homeowners are trying to clean up the ugly vandalism you can see behind us with some fresh paint, but it doesn't help to erase the hateful messages they encountered this morning. The couple woke up to find their car tagged with graffiti, which read, "Go back to California and get out of PDX." Their Rose City home was also spray painted with hateful messages. The couple moved into the home only a few months ago. Neighbors say they've done a wonderful job fixing the place up.
It breaks my heart because these people are young and they're new to the city, and they put so much work into this place, and then to have someone come along and do something like this is obscene.
I had a chance to speak with the homeowners just a few moments ago, and they think this vandalism may be related to a road rage incident that occurred yesterday. They said there was an incident with another driver, and that driver allegedly said, "Go back to California," similar to the graffiti that was painted on their car and their home.
So again, leftists in Portland, they're all about welcoming migrants and refugees, except migrants from California, which they hate. Again, it's about saying one thing, projecting one image, but then when it comes down to it, following through on a completely different schedule. We'll be back in the next segment. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that
It lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live, and we are going to talk about Sweden, my favorite country, which is often the butt of jokes, and for very good reason. And here's another one. Swedish headmaster wears dress to school to break norms. Stunning and brave, a headmaster in Sweden wears a dress and nail varnish to school in order to break norms and set an example for students. I want to show the students that it's actually okay for a guy to wear a dress if he wants to. The chances are that this isn't in a migrant-heavy area in Sweden. Of course, in Germany, they've had a massive problem with bullying of both students and teachers in those areas. In fact, one case which springs to mind is when a blonde German girl went to school without a hijab in this migrant-heavy school in Germany, and she was bullied, she was beaten up, she was victimized, basically. The parents went to the teacher in this school in Germany and said, what are you going to do about this? She's getting bullied. The answer from the headmaster was, put her in a hijab. We're talking about a blonde Christian German girl. The answer to being bullied and beaten up by Muslim migrants is apparently to put her in a hijab. And maybe this Swedish headmaster would agree. He says, I think it's important to show the students you can look however you want. He says, it's nothing I do every day, but I want to show that it's possible to break norms. But basically, he's been going to school in a dress and nail varnish for the past 3 years. Meanwhile, a Me Too school lesson has been introduced for 15-year-olds in Sweden in order to take a stand against macho culture. And Sweden itself is taking a stand against macho culture by having men sterilize themselves. Swedish men seeking voluntary vasectomies has risen by 70%, that's 70%, from 1,400 men in 2013 to 2,417 in 2017. In cities like Stockholm, the number of men sterilizing themselves has doubled over the last 5 years. Meanwhile, the gang rapes are on the rise. I wonder why. Sweden's got a 1.78 birth rate, well below the replacement rate of 2.2 children. This compares to over 2 children for women from migrant backgrounds. So that's going on in Sweden, where they literally have microphones in the streets to catch the screams of women being raped, but they won't build police stations in these areas because they get firebombed and grenade attacked because diversity is our strength. Over in the UK, headline out of Breitbart, UK lawmakers call for Islamophobia to be officially classed as racism. This is a report from a group of British parliamentarians who've demanded that Islamophobia be officially classed as a form of racism in the UK, claiming the country is deeply prejudiced and unfair towards Muslims, because apparently we've got this massive explosion of hate crime in the UK, up 17% recently. Now, if you actually look at what is being reported and investigated by thousands of police officers as to what is a hate crime, it makes for very interesting reading. Now, bear in mind that we've got stabbings at all-time highs, acid attacks at all-time highs. In some months, London is more dangerous than New York per capita. But no, we've devoted thousands and thousands of police officers and resources to tackling mean tweets and mean comments on the street. These were the hate crimes that were reported and investigated in the UK recently. A dog pooping outside someone's house. That's right, a dog was investigated for a racist hate crime because it pooped outside someone's house who was non-white. That's a legitimate news story. That's not The Onion. A dog barking at someone, that was reported and investigated as a potential racist hate crime. Because, again, they have to investigate it if the victim perceives that it's a hate crime. So it's up to the victim. If they perceive it as a hate crime, they call the police. The police are duty-bound to investigate it. There's no objective standard for what constitutes a hate crime. If the victim says it's a hate crime, or at least potentially. A bus driver's racist look. A bus driver looked at someone in the wrong way. They got offended. That's a hate crime. A dispute over a parking spot. That was turned into a potential hate crime. A traffic accident where the victim was non-white. That was reported as a hate crime. And someone losing a tennis match because they said the umpire was racist. So is it any surprise that hate crime is up 17% and more in the UK recently if such ridiculous instances are being reported and investigated as hate crimes? But this new parliamentary report blames prevalent Islamophobia for divisions, hate crimes, and even terror attacks. That's right. Being mean to Muslims causes terror attacks, which ironically is in and of itself Islamophobic, because you're saying that Muslims can't handle their feelings being hurt, saying that they will react with violence if you hurt their feelings or offend them. Again, the bigotry of low expectations, that in itself is Islamophobic, but they're saying that being mean to Muslims or criticizing Islam, which is what this is all about, is Islamophobic. It rejects concerns or claims criminalizing comments about Islam will restrict free speech and calls for an official definition of Islamophobia. Examples of Islamophobia listed including claiming it's terrorism to support an independent Palestine, calling Muhammad a paedophile, which is a fact, it's in the Quran, they want to classify that as a hate crime, telling the truth. In fact, I think it was a woman in Denmark that recently got prosecuted for saying exactly that. And claims of Muslims spreading Islam by the sword or subjugating minority groups under their rule, which is exactly what they do with the rape gang. So all these factual instances of actual things happening, or things that are actually in the Quran, they're all going to be racist hate crimes, they're all going to be banned. Which brings me to this. Islamic sexual abuse of Sikh children pushed to one side for years. So again, we talk about subjugating a minority of people. A bombshell expose they released November 26 revealed how gangs of predominantly Pakistani men, remember, 84% of rape gangs are made up of either Pakistanis or Bangladeshis in the UK. Pakistani men have sexually preyed on Sikh girls in the UK for decades. Authorities recklessly ignored the abuse due to concerns over, you guessed it, political correctness. So again, when people say, oh, political correctness is just being nice to people. No, it's damaging and harmful. Rotherham, 1,400 girls trafficked into sex slavery. The perpetrators, the gang rapists, were not caught because of political correctness. That came out in the report. The police didn't want to investigate it because they didn't want to be seen as racist. So political correctness does cause direct harm. Now, this new study, published by the Sikh Meditation and Rehabilitation Team charity, documented in shocking detail how young members of the Sikh community have been systematically groomed by Muslim men since the 1960s. Girls would be lured by fashionably dressed adult Pakistani men travelling in flamboyant vehicles to predominantly Sikh-dominated areas and schools. After initial contact, they'd be groomed by one man who would then pass the victim on to other family members. So now this has come out. This is a scandal that's been ignored for decades and decades. But in Parliament, they're talking about banning criticism of Islam, which is what it will turn out to be. Jailed grooming gang rapist given chance to see victim's child by counsel. Yes, it gets even worse. I'll play this clip after the break. But this is one of the actual victims speaking out on Twitter about this. But a jailed sex offender was given the chance to play a part in the future of the child of a woman he raped. The man, who was reportedly part of a grooming gang, was contacted in jail by a counsel who gave him a chance to seek visits from the child. This is out of the Times of London. The newspaper did not name the local authority or the child's parents. Well, the mother herself, as you just saw there, went on Twitter and did name the local authority. And guess who it was? Yes, it was Rotherham again. The same local authority that betrayed, that ignored 1,400 child victims for well over a decade in that part of the world. As they tried to report the fact they were being groomed, they were being abducted, they were being raped. In some instances, they would literally, the father of the child would go to the house where the victim was being raped, call the police from the house. The police would show up and arrest the father. That's how endemic this corruption is in Rotherham, which is not far from where I used to live in Sheffield. It is understood a senior Ministry of Justice official met the mother last week and has promised to explore whether it was a case of an individual social worker making a mistake. It's not a mistake. It's endemic in that council, has been for over a decade, and they still haven't caught all the people who were involved in that horrific initial mass abduction and grooming of young girls, typically young white girls. In other areas, it's Sikh girls in those areas of the United Kingdom. But no, it's those who need to be punished for our mean words on the internet. We'll be back. The Alex Jones Show live returns. Infowars.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show. Before we head back into some more news stories, I want to tell you about the great specials available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, where we have the Cyber Week special running. Free shipping and double Patriot points on great products such as all InfoWars Live supplements at 50% off. That is a massive discount. Up to 50% off storable food. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is now available at $127 or 49% off. Alexa Pure Breeze is also available at 40% off as part of this Cyber Week special at InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have gifts available for the Christmas period, gifts under $25, under $50, under $100. Also sections on gifts for him, gifts for her, and stocking stuffers to help you choose your gifts this Christmas time. We've also got up to 75% off store-wide plus free shipping and double Patriot points available right now as part of the Cyber Week special at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there. Please support us. They're trying to undermine us, financially sabotage us every available opportunity, so we rely on your support more than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there's a video I posted on InfoWars.com this morning, which was a migrant in Germany joking about basically how there are no Germans left in some German cities, at least in the daytime, because they're all at work. Let's go ahead and roll this video now. I'll talk over it because obviously it's in German. So it's introduced with this guy basically laughing his head off in a car. He says, an African asylum seeker, a black guy, is walking around the city of Nuremberg. He talks to the first person he sees and says, thank you for taking me in. That I may live here, for giving me health insurance, a place to live, food to eat, and everything else. The person says, I'm not German, I'm Albanian. The African says, oh, excuse me. He continues walking and speaks to the next person. He says, thank you. I may live in Germany, thank you for everything you do for me. The person says, I'm not German, I'm Turkish. The African says, oh, excuse me. He continues walking and speaks to the next person. He says, thank you for allowing me to live in Germany. You took me in as a refugee. The person says, I'm not German, I'm Arab. The African asks, where are all the Germans? The Arab looks at his watch and says, probably working. So they're literally laughing. You've seen the stories about the refugee centers in Germany where they basically complain about the lack of food. Not the lack of food, the quality of the food is not good enough. And the lack of a Wi-Fi signal. Here's the headline out of Business Insider. The number of migrants claiming welfare benefits in Germany exploded last year. And this was in 2016, so it's way worse now. The number of migrants claiming German welfare benefits soared by 169% last year. Typically in all these European countries. In Sweden, for example, the majority of welfare payments go to migrants. And yet we still hear this lame, inaccurate argument over and over again that we need to import vast numbers of people from Africa, from the Middle East, as a labor force because Europeans, ethnic Europeans, aren't having babies yet. When we do import them, they go straight on welfare and make videos like that, laughing about how what few Germans there are out on the street in the daytime are basically not even there. They're all at work funding the lifestyle of newly arrived migrants who are laughing in their face about it. Related to that story right here, men of migrant background hurl firecracker at Hebrew-speaking journo in Berlin. An Israeli journalist later tweeted that she and her cameraman had been called to police to give a statement, although she refused to label the attack as anti-Semitic. So basically it was a news reporter on camera reporting from Berlin. These migrants come up behind her, start laughing at her, start harassing her. She shows signs of disapproval and they respond by throwing a firecracker at her. That's one of their favorite things to do. We saw that during the mass rape of women in Cologne on New Year's Eve 2015. The left says, oh, are you afraid of fireworks? Well, yeah, if someone's throwing one at your face, it's kind of an inconvenience. Somali Muslim arrested for attempting to mow down Jews with car in front of LA synagogue. This was completely buried. This happened a few days ago. Did you read about it in the news? Hardly any publications covered this. Los Angeles police are investigating an incident Friday night as a potential hate crime after a Somali man, 32-year-old Mohammed Abdi, one Mohammed was not enough, attempted to run down worshippers standing outside Hancock Park synagogue. According to witnesses, Abdi was yelling, effing Jews, effing Jews. Motive unknown. Abdi reportedly insulted another couple leaving the synagogue before getting into his car and attempting to run over two men. He later crashed into another car nearby, which time he was arrested. A Quran was found on the dashboard of his car. Again, motive unknown. LAPD announced Mohammed Abdi was charged with assault with a deadly weapon and with a hate crime specification. So he was charged with the right charge, but again, you probably didn't see that story on CNN. Macron, globalist poster boys, polls plunged to historic low, Le Pen now more popular. Of course, over the weekend, we had riots in Paris and other major cities from people complaining about him raising the fuel tax to fight global warming. They were all wearing their high-vis yellow jackets as a kind of inside joke, because by law, you have to have a high-vis yellow jacket in every single vehicle. That's literally a law. So they were out on the streets getting beaten and tear-gassed because they're refusing to pay these taxes, which Emmanuel Macron has instituted to fight global warming. And now his approval is at, he's the most unpopular French president in history. At this stage of his presidential term, he now registers a mere 26 approval, according to figures by pollsters BVA. And in comparison to AFD and other people like that, he's not doing too well. 26% approval. He was only elected just over a year ago. People say Trump's got bad approval figures. You compare that to Macron, he's basically double. Absolutely incredible. Now, back in America, of course, we have the situation at the border. Tear gas used once a month at border under Obama. How many celebrities did you see tweeting their hysteria at that single use of tear gas over the weekend? Well, it turns out the same tear gas agent that the Trump administration is taking heat for deploying against a border mob is actually used fairly frequently, including more than once a month during the latter years of President Barack Obama's administration. Another headline here says Obama used tear gas at least 80 times at the border between 2012 and 2017. RT reports mostly men, some not seeking asylum. Migrant caravan reporter appears to bust MSN narrative. An MSNBC reporter, and we have the clip here, actually told the truth about the fact that these people are not seeking asylum. The vast majority of them are men who are seeking jobs, who are seeking work in the United States, illegally emigrating to try to get that work. Let's go to the clip. This is the MSNBC reporter actually telling the truth.
Because some people look at these images and they listen to the president who says it's not women and children, it's stone cold criminals. So my first question is, you're in that tent camp. Besides that family, give us a profile of who is there mostly and what are they looking for? Because it seems as though, to your point, they don't actually have the necessary information so they know how to cross the border. There could be people yesterday who were running because they thought it was their only chance.
Right. And it's very difficult because this has become such a polarizing issue. If we kind of take a walk, you'll be able to see for yourself. Again, this is the inner sanctum of the shelter. So you're going to see a lot of families here, a lot of women and children. But the truth is the majority of the people that are part of this caravan, especially outside, if we can make our way all the way over there, we'll show you the majority of them are men. So when this becomes a polarized political issue in the United States, you have people on one side that point and say, there are women and children here, and that is true. And then there are others who point and say these are men that are trying to cross the border, and that's true too. From what we've seen, the majority are actually men, and some of these men have not articulated that need for asylum. Instead, they have talked about, you know, going to the United States for a better life and to find work.
So they have a broken clock is right twice a day, isn't it? An MSNBC reporter actually admits the truth that most of them are men. Most of them aren't seeking asylum. They're seeking work and they're illegally emigrating to try to get those jobs. Meanwhile, American Mirror reports Dem reps send UN inspectors to U.S. border. Democratic Representative Barbara Lee wants the United Nations to decide who should be allowed into the United States and whether or not America has the right to protect her borders. She tweeted, accusing border agents of violating human rights, quote, I've called for UN inspectors on the border, and I reiterate that call today. Of course, Ocasio-Cortez also compared the migrants to Jewish refugees fleeing Nazi Germany. Absolutely absurd comparison. But the UN has absolutely no jurisdiction within the United States, so they can basically go whistle. There aren't going to be any UN troops at the border. The Border Patrol and the National Guard can do the job just fine. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Coming up is War Room with Owen Schroyer. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Now go away.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan